You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
For our weekly chat, I spoke to ACT MP Karen Chua about the government banning TikTok from all Parliament-issued devices, as well as its decision to reprioritise its spending to refocus on the cost of living and Cyclone Gabrielle recovery. Here is that interview.
The government has banned TikTok, which is a popular video sharing platform owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, from all Parliament-issued phones. And this comes after the US, UK and Canada all did the same thing. So what do you make of this decision?
So this doesn't really affect us at all, because we've actually been using a non-parliamentary device for our TikTok for some time now. So we took the precautions well before the government provided that advice. Any politician or government worker does have the option to go out and buy their own non-parliamentary device if they want to keep using TikTok. But it's really up to parliamentary services what we can and can't use on a work device. So we actually don't have an issue with this.
So who will this decision mainly affect then?
I think the only person that I've really seen come out and make a mention of it was the Māori Party in regards to younger people having access, I think it was about. But like I said, they have an option to go out and buy a non-parliamentary device to do this.
The government has cited fears that the Chinese-owned app is a security and privacy risk. Can you explain what some of these fears are and whether or not you think they're justified?
Yeah, look, I don't really go into questioning. They've obviously done their due diligence and that they've put out recommendations, and I don't go into questioning what they're saying. It's a parliamentary device. And we just do what we're told with our parliamentary devices. I don't really want to question what they're saying, because it's really their discretion.
What is ACT's then general position on increasing concerns surrounding China's government and potential threats to security here in Aotearoa?
I just think this is decisions that companies and businesses are going to have to make for themselves and take on the advice and take on the precautions if they feel that that's necessary.
China is our largest trading partner. Do you have any concerns around the potential implications of this decision on that relationship?
Yeah, this is something that the government's going to have to have some conversations and be very careful with of how they manage it, but that's something for the government to take on board, and I look forward to hearing what they say about that.
And what do you think about TikTok, Karen? Is it something that you've ever been on or checked out?
No, not really. It's something that my obviously my teenage kids have been on, but I don't have an account myself. It's not something I really got into and really understand myself, but I do know a lot of the younger generation use it quite a bit.
And the government also announced last week that it would be reprioritising its spending to refocus on particularly the cost of living increasing and also recovery from Cyclone Gabrielle. And ACT has consistently called on the government to reduce its spending. Would you say that Chris Hipkins has made a good decision here?
Yeah, there's certain things that we have to reduce our spending on, but there's other things that we need to concentrate on too, with the cost of living. And we've looked at some of the things that the government's done recently, like increasing benefits to inflation and increasing minimum wage and things like that. But there's a lot of New Zealanders that are struggling right now through the cost of living crisis. And the only people that this government seems to have helped is 2.9% of workers who are on minimum wage and beneficiaries. And where's the help for the other 98% of people who are doing it tough right now? So we really need to be careful. It sounds good, but everyone is suffering right now. And we're calling for tax cuts for low to middle income workers so that their wages can keep up with inflation. I mean, average wage has only grown by 6.2%. It hasn't kept after tax, and it hasn't kept up with inflation, and people are feeling it.
And one particular area that Hipkins decided to hold back investment on was alcohol sponsorship reform legislation, and health experts have been calling for an evidence-based approach to alcohol sponsorship in order to reduce alcohol harm. And they've cited that 62% of New Zealanders support banning alcohol-related sponsorship at events that people under 18 may attend. Is this something that the ACT Party would support more investment into?
Yeah, this was a debate that was due to sort of been had, and I think Chloe Sprawbrook has a bill that's due to be debated around this. And looking forward to the debate and hearing from different areas on where they're coming from and what they want to see.